Welcome to the Word of the Week. This is a weekly podcast inspired by the Word of God. This five-minute podcast will acquaint you with the Word of God by focusing your Bible study on how everyday words are used in Scripture. The personal thoughts I share are based on my spiritual journey and life's lessons. I'm your host, Doreen Newton. Let's get started. Welcome to the Word of the Week for the week of March 31st, 2024. The word this week is disbelief. Definition of disbelief is inability or refusal to accept that something is true or real. Unbelief, distrust, doubt, faithlessness, treachery, or lying. Our scriptures come from the 119th chapter of Psalms. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. And from John 17, chapter 17, verse, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. And from 1 Corinthians 6, chapter 11th verse, and such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. You know, humans are constantly grappling with the truth. The struggle is becoming increasingly apparent as we try to strain truth from the many voices that are intentionally blurring the lines between fact and fiction. The use of artificial intelligence has further complicated the reliability of information as we struggle to determine what is the truth. Disbelief is spreading over the world with the same chilling effects of a major pandemic. If we see disbelief as a virus, it is easy to understand how the spread of the infection of disbelief can stifle reason, shut down trust, and hold the truth hostage. And like a pandemic, it knows no boundaries. Disbelief, or untruth, starts with a host. The host may be the originator of the disbelief. The host may have been innocently infected because they've lived in conditions that validate the untruth. For others, life's hardships or disillusionment may have weakened their defense against the disease of disbelief. Some people, however, have an immune system that instantly rejects untruths. Yet, they too can still spread the disease by how they act or fail to act, encountering the disbelief. The disease of disbelief is passed to others using word of mouth, sharing of stories, opinions, pictures, songs, and memes by each infected host. Repetition, using the various modes of distribution, i.e. television, newspapers, billboards, and cell phones, can aid in the spread of the disease. And just like any infectious disease, each newly infected host becomes capable of passing the disease to anyone who comes in contact with them. How can we become immune to the disease of disbelief? Just like the spread of any disease, the precautions we take can prove invaluable in protecting us and stopping the spread of the disease. It has been proven that washing our hands, wearing protective covering that eliminates sharing the infection, isolating from those who've been infected, and taking immune-building precautions will not only increase our immunity, but help in the control of the disease. The disease of disbelief can be arrested in similar ways. To protect ourselves from the disease of untruths and disbelief, we must daily cleanse our minds and spirit by reading and hearing truth from the Word of God. We must become critical thinkers, students of history, and astute to the various cultural influences that impact our world. We must pay attention to possible sources of contamination. We must protect our mind and spirit from the droplets of disbelief by wearing the shield of faith that will not only protect us from untruth, but will also increase trust in our ability to discern the truth. We must isolate from those who have been infected with the disease of untruth, because continued association may make one more susceptible to the contamination of untruth. We should, however, continue to show love as we pursue godliness. We must increase our immunity to disbelief by allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us as we live a life that exemplifies the strongholds of faith, hope, grace, wisdom, and compassion. We should listen to discern, have compassion to understand, and love to dispel the effects of disbelief. Battling disbelief, like any disease, is not and will not be easy, but it is possible. Remember, all things are possible if you only believe. Love is the key, and faith unlocks the door. God bless you. Arena. Thank you for joining us for the Word of the Week. You can subscribe to become a member of the Word of the Week Newton group, which will make you eligible to receive our Word of the Week by email each week, support our show, and give you access to our study journal and other subscriber benefits. You can email me at candonewton@gmail.com. That's candonewton@gmail.com. God bless you. Oreen out.